Interest to Protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On Ours to Protect this morning, we look at recycling after Christmas. Around 100,000 tonnes of packaging waste was generated over the festive period. Ireland currently recycles 28% of all plastics, but needs to increase this to 50% by 2025 to meet EU targets. It takes up to 500 years for plastic to decompose, and each tonne of recycled paper can save 17 trees, 2.2 cubic metres of landfill space, and 7,000 gallons of water. KMK Metals Recycling Limited, which has sites in Tullamore and Kilbeggan, collects around three quarters of Ireland's waste electrical and electronic equipment. That's any item that uses a battery or has a plug, like screens, lamps, large and small appliances, and IT equipment. Communications executive with the company, Joanne Burke, says now is a good time for people who want to recycle their old Christmas lights.
All parts of lights, like all parts of e-waste, everything can be recycled. So what we do is we'll get them in, they're processed in Tullamore, so they'll be cleaned down, decontaminated. If there's any contamination there, we'll just get them ready, straighten them out, ship them off to a compliant third party like outlet that we have. So I think most of the lights end up in Belgium. So we'd send them over there, and then they're stripped down, broken apart, and all the plastics are recycled. What they're really after, a critical raw material within the cable, is copper. So that'll be stripped away, and, you know, it's all specialised treatment in these centres. So to make sure that we're getting that back. It's like with all e-waste, what it's all about is getting these critical raw materials and getting them back into the circular economy, getting them moving, getting them in use again. So even then, the LED bulbs, everything will be used, and they're all non-hazardous. So, you know, it's good. Most lights now that we get in will be LED lights. You know, people can feel very overwhelmed, like they're aware of climate change, they're aware of environmental issues, but you feel like, oh, what can I do? But, you know, you can start small. You can, you know, start off doing your Christmas lights, then look around your house, do a big clear out of toys. Toys are huge. Like the WEE Forum around International E-Waste Day, they released some figures and it was shocking. Like they reckon in Ireland there's around 25 million like small toys, USBs, all gaming, all these little small devices hidden. So for every 10 devices or small electrical, whatever, devices, I suppose, all the pieces sold last year, only 4 came back in through authorised recycling centres and came back into us basically, or to other recyclers. So there's a lot, the 60% there somewhere in people's attic. My actual husband, who is the general manager of KMK Metals Recycling, Max, I found his secret drawer recently, and there was 2 phones, there was about 4 chargers, so we're all guilty. And he's like, I'd forgotten about them, or I thought I might be able to fix that. And like, that's great if you can fix something, we're all about that too, reuse it. But if it can't, it shouldn't be sitting there. It's just a waste of resources.
Most supermarkets will have battery boxes where you can leave your used batteries for free.
Well, like lithium, it's in so many. It's like it's seen as, you know, the product or the thing now. It's in so many products and it's brilliant. It's great, but it's also very volatile. So if people, they also need to be educated on, you know, the dangers of throwing that into the rubbish bin, for example, or leaving it around your house even. Like, why leave that around your house when you can, you know, it needs to be stored correctly. It needs to be treated correctly. And our staff, like, we're constantly retraining our staff because of those dangers and trying to get that message out. Because, like, fires are a huge problem in the UK, here, everywhere. Like, it's, you know, it's something everyone needs to be aware of.
Children at Clonina National School in Mount Rath believe it's important to recycle.
I think recycling, to me, it's, I think everyone should do it because it's not actually that hard. Now, so, some people it could be, but usually, say you just have a wrapper and you could just like throw it in the recycling bin, obviously, and it does more than you think. So every Monday we bring the bags down to Roscrea and we recycle them all into the proper bins.
Reduce, reuse and recycle.
You have a recycling, a waste and compost bin. And in our school we have a compost bin. We have a wormery outside. We feed the wormery every Friday. And we do the bins every day and we bring them to recycling.
But the worms aren't too good. They're just leaving it all in the big pile. And they're not doing anything. We have like 2 worms who actually do something and the other ones are all just lazy.
The thing about recycling is, so you put like paper and something in the recycling.
And then they just like, and then they're just like, right, I'll find a way to turn this into something else. And then they do that.
Yeah.
And then you have recycling.
When we're doing like the recycling and all that, there's this red, orange and
green,
like circles. And you have to like, yeah, traffic lights.
Green,
and if the bin's like perfect, you put it as green. Like if there's like, say, one or two mistakes in it, you put it orange and then.
But you might fill it in.
I think it's fairly cool that we have the warmery, because whenever you get to empty all the stuff into it, half the people are afraid to do it and half the people like doing it, and I like doing it, mainly because you get to bring it sprung around the school without getting absolutely wet.
And there are many ways that you can cut down your waste in 2024 by buying in bulk to reduce packaging, planning your weekly shop to stop food waste and finding new ways to use old items. For more information about recycling, see ours2protect.ie or there's a fact sheet on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.